Hello, 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 guys. We are back with the regular M's Gem schedule. So, you guys get to ask your questions. Ooh, okay. Lorna is on it. Okay. So, we'll just dive right in. In my academy, which is my high-level mastermind, I post all replays from Zoom in there. My academy is evergreen, so people just join and get access to past Q&A replays with clients. I don't see that as an issue, almost like a bonus for them. But curious if you do this or how you go about replays for your masterminds and if you just drop them in Voxer, keep them there even if new people come in. I post paid master classes in there as they get access to those too when you're in the program. So I think it's best I email the master classes out to them. Okay, so Lorna, I think here's how to make your life easier. I have for my rolling mastermind, I have a private Facebook group, so it literally has the branding for my mastermind as like the header of the Facebook group, and then literally all the replays to the calls are posted in there instead of like worrying about emails and shit like that. Also, my team, like 15 minutes before the call, they'll post like a reminder for like the call's about to start or see you in 15 minutes, and then the Zoom link is posted in there. The way that I share my master classes and stuff is like through the Empire membership, so they automatically get access to like my group programs and master classes I come out with. So they just get access to that other Facebook group. Now, in your case, like if you don't have a membership like that that's separate, then I would just post the master classes in the Facebook group and then pin them into the featured section. So I just think this is gonna, because when you post replays in Voxer, it's just like it goes into the abyss. I mean, for people to like find it, then they scroll back and whatever. I am totally fine with if people who weren't in the mastermind are now joining and they watch a replay from a previous call, it's totally fine because in my agreement, there is a, I use Slack, so there's channels. Okay, so Lorna, if you use Slack, which I used for the first round of my mastermind, you should make a replays channel and then just put the replays in there and then make a masterclasses channel and just put the replays to the masterclasses in there. Or something like that, or mastermind calls channel, and then like a masterclass channel. Like that's how I did mine. My channels were really, really specific. But no, I don't mind sharing the replays. Like if someone comes in after the fact, I do have that. Just didn't know about new people coming in and seeing all past Q&As. I mean, in my agreement, it talks about just like it. There's like a portion of the agreement that talks about like if they're okay with. The replays going out to other people and things like that, like letting them know basically when they sign that that's going to happen. So if you need support with that, like I would like contact your lawyer if you have one or someone who is a lawyer and just like have them look over your contract. But there's something in my agreement that talks about like just calls in general. It's in the intellectual property section because the things that we talk about on calls, like it's not like, let's say like a client like says what their method is on a call or something, that just protects like them from someone taking their method or like right after the call, someone coming out with a program that like teaches the same method or something like that. So it's under the intellectual property section. Hello, Elodie. Okay, so other questions, because I know that like five people are on right now. Let me know. Also, I know you guys aren't asking me, but I 12 out of 10 recommend this. So, probably every other day, I go to Starbucks. It's like across the street. I get, because I'm already caffeined out, because I have an energy drink when I go to the gym in the morning. So, I don't like to get regular coffee on top of that. Do I have a little bit of regular coffee later in the day? Yeah, but this is a decaf, okay? So I get a venti decaf iced Americano with sugar-free vanilla, four stevias, and topped with sweet cream cold foam. Then, when I get inside my apartment, I put in vegan protein and I mix it with the coffee. Oh my God, it's so good. It's so good. So 12 out of 10 recommend that. Okay, For self-paced courses and people who are on payment plans, do you give them access to everything? I had two people not pay and they have full access to the course. Of course, I reached out multiple times. One person's going to be paying at a later date, but still can't get a hold of the other one. Would you recommend only giving half the course until the second payment's made? So, this is where just like I have a huge disclaimer and we just have like terms and conditions at the bottom of like all like the checkout pages and stuff, and most sales pages, which you could probably start adding to your courses, which, you know, like obviously that doesn't stop somebody from not paying. But, you know, if Lorna, like this is happening, I just wouldn't for courses, I would just only offer them the 2 month payment plan and wouldn't stretch it any further than that. But just because two people are out of integrity or not honoring their commitment doesn't mean that everybody's going to. And I just, it's a tricky situation because, like, obviously you want to provide a payment plan to make it more accessible to people. But at the same time, like, if this were something that kept happening, I would either cut back on the amount of payment plans there are if there's more than one. You know, and I would also just have very strong terms and conditions on like checkout pages that like this isn't like people treat payment plans as like this optional commitment and it's still a commitment or like a temporary commitment. And I just think, I'm sorry, but I think when people don't answer you and like don't pay at all or don't even like try to communicate what they're going to be doing or whatever, I honestly think it's the most entitled thing in the world. So, do I take it personally or get pissed about it? No, I just honestly feel bad for that person because then they're going to have to deal with it in their business because we attract what we are, not what we want. So, I would just do that to protect yourself, Lorna. And then, you know, it depends on the format of the course. So, if the format is in like Kajabi or something or Teachable, I would just remove the person from the course as a student if they don't pay. So, it doesn't matter if they put half up, that wasn't the full commitment. So, and obviously, if they don't have access to the course, they're probably gonna reach out. That's what I would do. It's harsh, but like you deserve to get paid. Elodie said, do you prepare something before your one-on-one call or the client comes with their questions? I do not prepare anything for my one-on-one calls because it's like it just feels like an ongoing conversation all the time with my private clients because we're like connecting and jamming and Voxer on so many things throughout the week. And even my clients that don't use Voxer that much, it's just like we're picking right back up where we left off kind of thing. So, yeah, I mean, we just dive right in. I know my one-on-one clients like them as a person, but their business inside and out. So we just pick back up where we left off. Application form for your one-on-one, or you only chat with the person in the DM? So I am fine chatting with the person in the DM. There are certain things I'm looking for in terms of like what I feel like is a good fit for one-on-one. And I can definitely tell by the questions the person's asking me about one-on-one. The things that they say that they want to create, like how they describe it, you know, all of that. I can definitely tell if someone's a good fit or not very quickly. But before I did have applications and stuff. And it's also because a lot of my one-on-one, not everyone, but a lot of my one-on-one, I have some prior relationship to the people I normally attract. So it does make it easier. Not to say that everybody that signs up for one-on-one, I have a prior relationship to. With my mastermind, I've been attracting lately like a lot of brand new people who I've never worked with before. So like I've put an application in place. But for private, no, I don't. It's a couple DMs back and forth and I can quickly tell if they are or not. I would love to do more hot seat coaching live streams in my Facebook group, but I'm finding it hard to get people to participate. I'm down to just go live anyway, but want to do it in a way that would encourage people to ask questions. Any recommendations? So, this is where it's just like it's the same thing I talk about with launching and how much time you give each phase, dependent on where the temperature of your audience is at. So, even with something that's free, that's like open Q&A, let's say Sarah about like branding, I would still like if you feel like you're not getting enough people to sign up, then it's like, okay, if you do it on Fridays, I would be promoting it once a day, like all week, you know, like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. we're about to start soon, or I'll see you in a couple hours, like the day of. Like, there's a lot of buildup. I would personally invite people to it for the first couple live streams, you know, and this could just be people who consistently watch your stories, people who consistently like your posts. Like, that's what I would do. And then eventually it does snowball. You could even send out an email to your list letting them know that you're doing it. So, probably like an email the night before is fine. And then, like, an hour before you start. And this could just be an email that you set up once and then it just automatically goes out. So, like, it goes out Thursday evening. And then it always goes out like Fridays at 10 a.m. if your live stream, let's say, was at 11. You could also do giveaways for like the first couple of them. So whoever shows up and participates and asks questions is going to be entered to win something. You could pick multiple winners if you want. You guys have seen me do that with stuff, but people love giveaways. Haloti, just to feed off of your question, I don't get into like asking the person a bunch of questions about that being a good fit for one-on-one right away. I tell people straight up what my rates are first, and then if they're like, that sounds good to me, or like I knew that those were the pricing, like sounds good, then I ask them questions about whether they're a fit. Because like, no offense, there's no point in wasting your time or mine if you're not in a place to move forward, right? Even if it's just like right now. So, are you guys all like going to get your decaf Americanos? Because they're so. I'm telling you guys, between now and the next M's Gems, try this drink, report back. If you don't like sugar-free vanilla, there's plenty of other sugar-free flavors, or you can get regular. Totally up to you. But report back. Life changer. Yeah, so Elodie and Sarah were in my Voxer broadcast offer that I had, and they had such amazing questions. It was like, I'm honestly leaving the Facebook group open for myself because they were such good questions. I'm like, this is content. This is a program waiting to happen. Like, it was so good. For your mini mind, you prepare something or people come with their questions. People come with their questions. My mini minds are very much set up like hot seat coaching, just like my big mastermind. It's just a shorter duration. Usually for mini minds though, I theme them and I give them access to like some kind of course. And then they come to the call with specific questions. Like obviously we have room to talk about other things, but like they're going through the course actively. So like they have a lot of questions based on whatever course I gave them access to. I love mini minds. Okay, Lorna said, do you remove people from your Facebook group if they no longer are in your mastermind? I'm guessing yes. Yep. They're also removed from the Empire membership, obviously, because that's like included in the investment, but they're removed when they're done. But there were clients who, when they left my mastermind, they stayed in the membership. So it just depends. And then, like, obviously, they made the first payment or they paid in full for the membership. I give lifetime access to my masterclass and programs, and for my academy, there are modules, so I figured lifetime access too. But I don't know why sometimes I have resentment when they still are plugging in, even if their time is up. So here's my thing, Lorna. I am not sure if I'm getting everything you're saying completely clear, but from what you said, when I give them access to all my group programs and masterclasses, which is just the Empire membership. When they are done, they are just removed from the Facebook group. But if they, like, the way that I deliver my courses or group programs is that each training is put into a private YouTube playlist, and then that playlist is labeled whatever program it was, like Content to Cash Flow, No Brainer Offer, whatever. So if they bookmark that playlist while they were in the mastermind, I don't care if they go through it for life, right? Like that was part of what they signed up for, is they get lifetime access to whatever I come out with while they're in the mastermind. Then obviously when they're done the mastermind, they don't get access to anything. So they're removed from the group. So anything I come out with going forward, they don't have access to. So that's the way that I look at it. I don't think, like, if you feel any resentment about anything, then maybe your policy is like you get removed from, but it's like, I'm guessing, like, it's like hard to keep track of that because it's like they could say to you, oh, like, I never actually like opened it up. Like, you know, can I still get out? Like, it's gonna get very messy. I think if you just have one solid policy, like, You get access to any group program and masterclass, lifetime access to any group program or masterclass I come out with while you're in the mastermind, and modules to the academy. Then when you're done, you won't get lifetime access to anything else I come out with going forward. I think that's pretty straightforward. Does that make sense? I'm finding myself getting attached to people, quote unquote, breadcrumbing. Any journal prompts or other things you recommend for not feeling so attached to those type of situations? Well, the thing that I always remember is that how people show up in sales conversations is how they'll show up as a client. So if they are constantly going like, yeah, like I'm in, or let's do this, or you know, can you ask, or can you tell me more about this? And then they completely disappear, or they can't even answer you. Probably gonna be like pulling teeth to get them to answer, make a decision, or whatever as a client. I am only saying this, Sarah, because I have seen such a correlation between like how clients show up, and then I reflect back on like how the sales conversations went. Then it's like I have empathy for that person. Rather than I make it mean anything about me, I'm like, okay, cool. Could I look at like where am I maybe saying that I'm gonna do something, or ask a million questions and then don't move forward on something, or act like I'm interested in something and don't buy it, don't commit to it? Yeah, I can look at that. Like I can look at it in the area of love and relationships. Where do I do it with health? Where do I do it with family stuff? Where do I do it with finances? Where do I do it with investing in myself or business? Like, you know, I look at all these areas because, yeah, like if something were to keep happening where our words don't match our actions, or whatever this, like, whatever you're noticing and experiencing with these clients, and it's not identical, right? So, like, if you're just getting different people breadcrumbing in a different way, well, then it's like they're just all giving off the same energy of like saying they're gonna do something, acting like they're gonna do something, and then when it comes down to the commitment, not actually doing it. Okay, well, where are you doing that? And like, that's really empowering. It's not disempowering because you're able to be like, this was why I created the Match Masterclass. It's like we take, rather than feeling this a victim to like all these experiences that we have with clients and people in our lives, we're able to take our power back and be like, oh, how can I do this? Like, how can I handle this? Like, what can I clean up to better, like, not keep experiencing this, right? And it's not that you'll never have people that'll breadcrumb you. You will. Welcome to having a growing and thriving business, right? There's always going to be people that don't have money to pay you. There's always going to be people who say it's expensive. There's always going to be people who breadcrumb. Also, on the flip side, there's always going to be people who pay at your prices that you've set. There's always going to be people who are obsessed with your work, who pay on time. Like the list goes on and on. You got to believe that there's those people too, right? And like obviously cleaning up like any commitment issues, resistance to commitment that you're experiencing, because that's what really breadcrumbing is. Sarah, you know I experienced it in other areas, but yes, I know what breadcrumbing is. It's been good. I forget where you have a lesson on this, but where do you talk about your daily non-negotiables and weekly routines? So I think I had a free masterclass last year. I'll have to do one again. Time manage like a boss, but I have a post on this though. But it's kind of outdated. Okay, I'm gonna do a post on this. To be honest with you, I'm gonna do like weekly, weekend, daily rituals. That would probably be good. I'm gonna see if I have anything else though. Cause like it's been a while. I had a time managed like a boss, but it's outdated. Like the stuff that I did in my business before matched my former business model, and I don't do them anymore. So I will make a post on it. You guys have my word. I will do it. Okay? Cause it's, I need to update it because it's been different. All right. Well, I will see you guys on Instagram. A lot of fun things are going on. Thank you for joining, and I will talk to you guys soon. Bye.